Let's do some dude knowledge. Introduce you to Rob, calling us from Mount Washington. Hi, Rob.
What's up, Ben?
How
What's
are you?
Up?
Now, you have a masculine name. I'm assuming you're
I'm doing
a dude.
Great. I am a dude.
All right. So this is especially a lot of pressure on you.
Yes. Rob. I mean, you risk really having to turn in your dude card.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, man. I don't want to do that.
No pressure.
Rob's got brown hair, is 5'9", is married, drives a Nissan Rogue. Rob, it's five questions, all questions guys would typically know. Let's see how well you do. You ready?
Let's see. I was born ready.
All right.
Let's do it.
You can always call Kelly in for help.
That would be precious.
If you need.
I kind of need that to happen.
So that's an option?
That's an option. At least on one, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go. Question one, Rob.
I love it.
In baseball, have you heard of that sport, Rob?
I have.
That's great. We're off to a great start.
How many balls must a pitcher throw to walk the batter?
I'm going to say four.
Four is correct.
Look at that.
Oh, nice.
Off to a great start.
Stab in the dark. Got that. That was surprising.
I got that right.
All right. Here we go. Next question. Dude knowledge. Which component in the car's engine is responsible for continuously charging the battery while the engine is running?
The alternator.
Alternator is correct.
He's practically a mechanic.
Nice.
Nice.
All right, Rob, rolling through these dude knowledge questions. Next question. Is the brand Weller most associated with beer, bourbon, or wine?
Bourbon.
Correct.
He is flexing his dudeness all over this game.
Yes, he is. All right, Rob, two more. Let's see if you're a flawless 5 out of 5. All right. Which legendary video game franchise features the protagonist named Link on a quest to save the land of Hyrule?
The Legend of Zelda, Nintendo Entertainment System.
Wow. Wow.
Man after my own heart, Rob.
There you go.
Yes, I love Zelda. Love it.
All the dude knowledge being spread right now.
Last question. What does the acronym PSI stand for when measuring the pressure in a car's tires?
Oh, you want the words?
I want the words.
What
does PSI stand for?
Oh, that's embarrassing.
You can always call Kelly in.
Kelly, I need you.
Parts per square inch.
Pounds per square inch. Well, Rob, you're only 80% due today, all right?
You can keep your card.
I'll take it.
You know what? That's probably not a bad percentage to be at some point.
We did some learning here.
Yeah. All right, Rob. Well, hey, congratulations. Hang on the line a quick sec. We're going to get more information from you, and we'll hook you up with a prize, okay?
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no worries. There it is. Dude knowledge.
Impressive. I love the fact that he did actually
He had to call on
in.
You, yes. You didn't help him.
But yeah, I failed. But yeah.
But it was a thought that counts.
I just like to be a part of the game.
That's right.